This is Steve Sherlock with another series of recordings for Franklin Matters. This is number 116. This covers the town clerk section of the candidates' night on October 6th. The four town clerk candidates will go through their intro, closing, and cover two questions each in the format that's been outlined and covered previously in the segment 115. So if you need any further details, you can refer there or in my notes that accompany this recording as well. And without further ado, this will run approximately 20 minutes, and this will cover again the four town clerk candidates.
Good evening and welcome. If you didn't hear it initially, you're going to get 1 minute for an opening statement and obviously 1 minute for a closing statement. You're only going to get two questions apiece. Please keep your eye on the timekeeper because, you know, we have a little leeway with 5 or 10 seconds, but sometimes it gets, you know, we've got a lot of candidates to do tonight. So thank you so much for being here. The candidates for town clerk, on my right, are Teresa M. Burr, Paul J. Chelly, Elizabeth F. Simon, and Diane Perullo O'Neill. Thank you all for participating. And we're going to start with Teresa Burr, opening statement. 1 minute, please, Teresa.
Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Teresa Burr, and I'm running for town clerk.
Mike, yeah.
And I'm running for town clerk. I'm a lifelong resident here in Franklin. My parents are Tom and Eleanor Copley. Some of you may have know the name. My mother was assistant town clerk here for many, many years in Franklin. I have 3 siblings, Roseanne, Tom, and John. I'm married to my husband, Philip, for 32 years. We raised our 2 daughters here, Brittany and Marla. I am the assistant town clerk. I've been in the clerk's office for 5 years. I honestly enjoy coming and working in the clerk's office. It's a great honor, and I look forward to serving the community of Franklin every single day.
Thank you, Teresa. Mr. Chelly, please.
Good evening. My name is Paul Chelly. I'm a candidate for a town clerk. I am a third-generation resident of Franklin. My passion for the town has been exemplified through the many years of volunteering on elected and appointed boards for the town. Over the last 24 years, I've been a town counselor, a member of the Board of Health, the Housing Authority, the Library Board of Directors, the Charter Review Committee, the Water and Sewer Task Force, the Land Use Committee, and currently a member of the Franklin Advisory Committee. I'm a past president of the Franklin Rotary Club and a former member of the Board of Directors of the United Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm a graduate of the Franklin Public Schools, Dean College, and Lesley University. Over my professional career as an operations executive, I've brought a manufacturing business to the Franklin Industrial Park and have been a business manager in legal services and operations for a Franklin law firm. I am a performance-driven operations executive with a history of success leading high growth and transitional and startup operations. I've been diligent and resourceful in uncovering opportunities to improve operations and motivating cross-functional teams and creating collaborative environments that yield optimum productivity. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chilley. Elizabeth Simon, please.
Thank you. My name is Beth Simon, and I'm running for the position of town clerk. I live in Franklin with my husband, Kirk, and my 2 sons, Jared and Drew. For the past 26 years, I have played and continue to play an active role in volunteering in Franklin, whether it be for the town, the schools, the Franklin Downtown Partnership. One of my favorite was the Ladybug Spot Art Project, which we brought last year and just completed. I was on the Charter Review Commission, and I currently, in the past, I was also a Cub Scout leader. I have a BS degree in business with a concentration in marketing and computers. I currently work in the Franklin school system, and I work extensively with students, parents, and teachers, making sure that everyone is happy. Debbie Pellegrini, our current town clerk, over the past 27 years has seen a lot of growth in this town and has made a lot of changes to keep up with that growth. I would like to also implement changes to keep up with Franklin and to keep our town moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Diane?
I'm Diane Padula O'Neill, and I'm running for Franklin Town Clerk. My parents I am also a lifelong resident of Franklin, and my parents were John and Sheila Padula. I'm married to Stephen O'Neill and have four wonderful stepchildren. I've been working at Dean Bank's operations department for the past 13 years, where I am an electronic services coordinator, and I've earned my associate's degree at Dean College in business, and I also earned my bachelor's degree in business at Emmanuel College, taking night classes and working full-time. I'm a commissioner at Franklin Housing. I'm a member of the Franklin Art Association. I'm a participant in the Downtown Partnership and Beautification. I support Franklin Food Pantry, Franklin's Friends of Franklin, and the Franklin Rotary Club, their annual pasta supper.
Cut you off a little bit, did we?
Cut me off.
You need 5 seconds, we can do it.
Well, I'm rooted in Franklin. I care deeply about Franklin, and there's many other things that I've also been involved in, but I can't mention it this time.
Great, thank you. Okay, the first question, we'll go back to Teresa. The first question will be asked by Jacqueline, please.
What are your feelings on the town clerk's position being an elected position? Should it remain elected or change to appointed? And please give us some specific details in your answer.
Okay, well, one thing that would be good at the point is that we're going to have to be doing this campaign.
Good answer.
The signs and run around. But how I feel on the matter is that as town clerk, we serve this community of Franklin. And I feel that the residents have the right to choose who they want to serve as the town clerk. And that's how I feel.
Thank you, Teresa. Second question, Heather Harris for Mr. Celli, please.
So what motivates you to run for this position?
I believe that it is a position where I can utilize my experience, past experience in both the municipal government and in the private sector. I believe that our present town clerk has done an exemplary job and has set the benchmark extremely high, working with seniors and youth and getting people involved in the election process. I do think that in my past positions as manager of a law firm, that I can bring an element of private sector customer service, staying open longer for working people, and paying attention to maybe some technology changes that would enhance our election process and hopefully draw the youth and the next generation of voters into and staying active. Our last election in 2013, I think we had a 12% of our voters actually voted. So I think that is a main part, and it's what motivates me for public service.
Thank you. Mr. Doherty for Elizabeth Simon, please.
Good evening. How would you, if elected, how would you work with other boards and the town administrator as an elected official?
Great question. I was on the Charter Review Commission, and I had the opportunity to interview all the different departments and find out how they work. And part of that commission was we were trying to figure out whether positions should stay elected or appointed. And I would like to work with the different departments to help them in any way that I can make their life easier. For example, I currently work in the school department, and sometimes we have parents that come in that need to do proof of residency. It's very hard for them sometimes to get to here by 4 o'clock, and that's when they need to get here. They're in Boston or Providence or traveling. So I would like to have the hours adjusted so people could come in and be able to do that, and I could work with the school committee. I'm very familiar with those papers. Every time a child registers, I know exactly what needs to be done. And if any other departments need to have something done, I'd like to work with them and have the hours so people can come in after their job and conduct business within the community.
Thank you, Beth.
More customer service.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Jack or Diane?
The town clerk's duties are numerous, as seen in the Mass General Laws. What do you believe to be the top 5 duties of the town clerk?
Okay. Well, I know that they are very important. Vital records are the top duty. Would marriage certificates, birth certificates, that's something that, and customer service, definitely taking care of the taxpayer that actually needs those things. history taking of those rental records. You want to make sure that those are protected. But
this
and
is the first round, right?
Yeah. Taking very good care of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather Harris for Teresa Bergen. Did you have two questions?
No.
No charge. No charge for the second question. Yeah.
What qualifications do you have that make you the best choice to become Franklin's next town clerk?
Well, again, I am in the office presently, in the town clerk's office, and I've been in the town clerk's office for 5 years. I have the experience behind it. I'm a member of the Mass Clerks Association. I'm a member of the Tri-County Mass Clerks Association. I've been attending classes over the past 5 years, working towards my certification. And I do feel as though I am the best candidate being in the office, working under closely with the clerk for 31 years.
Thank you. Michael Dougherty for Mr. Celli, please.
Even. What would you hope to accomplish as town clerk?
What I hope to accomplish? Well, like I said, the bar has been set extremely high by Ms. Pellegri. I think that what I would hope to accomplish is, as I mentioned previously, a private sector, customer service, expanded hours, also investigating probably enhanced technology in our voting apparatus. While I think we've done a good job and we have upgraded, I think that our new generation of voters is looking towards things that are much more advanced than what we have now. Also, to be more business friendly, to allow businesses, the frequencies and the transparencies of the office to be more involved in that particular endeavor, and to also to reach out to particularly the youth, the next generation of voters, and get them engaged in the voting process. And just trying to build up voter apathy. There are some challenges. The town clerk's office doesn't have a large budget, but hopefully the town council will see to improve that.
Thank you. Mr. Lank for Beth Simon, please.
What are your feelings on the town's clerk's position being an elected position? Should it remain elected or change to appointed?
Well, when I was on the Charter Review Commission, I had the opportunity to interview Debbie and to come in and talk to her about that. And I still believe that it should be an elected position. I think that if you take away all the voting rights of the people, then they lose their democratic process. So I don't think that it should be an appointed position at this time. I think that if it remains elected, we're here for the townspeople. We work for you. We don't work for anyone else. So we want the best person in that job. So they have that opportunity to make that decision, to ask questions to you about why you think you're the best person for that job. So I still think it should stay as an elected position.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jack for Diane's rule, please.
How would you characterize your people skills? Do you think it's important for the town clerk to have exceptional people skills?
Yes, I do. And I do have them. That is my best thing that I can possibly do, is to give up myself and to try to not only engage in figuring out what it is that the customer, I would look at it as a customer. The customer was looking for, but to fulfill it over and above. There's so many things that we can do in that office, and improving and trying to get out and improve with the volunteerism. I want to be more visible by volunteerism, and I also thought that going to the high school and trying to engage in the younger people would be a really good way to, and not only get new voters, but have them also engaged to hopefully maybe volunteer in the future.
Thank you, Diane. Okay, you're going to get 1 minute closing. Would you please pay attention to the clerk? So you're doing a great job, but okay. There's a chance you may get an extra 5 seconds. So, Teresa, would you like to start, please?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much. I I just have to say that working in the clerk's office for the past 5 years, I have the experience there, and I would honestly appreciate your vote on November 3rd. I'd like to keep continuity in the town clerk's office. And I would love, as the assistant town clerk now, I would love to serve as your clerk. And please, I appreciate your vote. It would be an honor, and I look forward to being your town clerk.
Thank you, Teresa. Mr. Chelly, please.
Okay, thank you. Your vote for me will bring experience in municipal government and community affairs. I have a courteous professional rapport with town officials, state officials, and most town employees. I have a long career and experience in the business community and skills that have made opportunities in the private sector very successful. I will strive to enhance the clerk's office by engaging in new and better ways of doing business through technology enhancements and basic customer service. If you want to find out more about me, paulcelly.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chelly. Ms. Simon, please.
Thank you. My qualifications through both the private and public industry have given me the experience to do this job effectively. I have worked in retail business, handling customers, and I've also worked as an event manager all across the country managing events, totaling 300 to 700 people attending these events, and I've run them effortlessly. I currently work at Horace Mann Middle School. Hi, Horace Mann out there. And I work closely with the students and parents to make sure that all their questions get answered and everything that they need to do. I help them with that process. Some of the things I would like to work on as being a town clerk is technology. Technology helps increase the efficiency of the office, and it helps make communication even more effective. By doing that, we'll help the townspeople not only having not to come into maybe the town clerk's office, but doing everything right on their phone with transactions. I would like to adjust the hours to make sure that people can come in on their time, not my time. I will be working for them. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the town of Franklin for hosting, Mr. Benedetto for being our mediator, Ms. Harris, Mr. Doherty, and Mr. Lang for asking us the questions, and our wonderful timekeeper. Thank you. So I'd like to say, please remember that you guys can make a difference by voting on November 3rd, and you will see me around town. Wave, say hi, and vote for Beth Simon, town clerk.
Thank you, Beth. Diane, please.
Town clerk is typically the first person that you're going to see when you come into the town office, town hall. I'd like to be that person. I'd like to make some changes to enhance and improve the quality of the communication for our townspeople, our taxpayers. In order for them to get vital records, sometimes it's not always convenient for them to come to the town clerk's office. There is a way that you can do that. Milford's doing it now, and I'd like to implement that technology in our system as well. I'd also, again, I'd like to engage with the young folks and visit with the high school people, and I think that by bringing the younger people up and teaching them and educating them about the voting process, it's going to enhance volunteerism in the future. I look forward to doing that for you. Vote Diane Padula O'Neill, November 3rd, www.dianepadulaoneill.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you all. Good luck. Thank you for participating. Good luck on November 3rd.
So this podcast is part of my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? Well, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, I can continue to provide good information for you and the other voters of Franklin. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark in East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Manana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. You can also subscribe and listen to the audio on iTunes. search in podcasts for Franklin Matters. Thank you for listening.